Hello and welcome back to the News Brief. We've had a few weeks off while things have been quieter in the news landscape, but we're back and ready to report. We will now be producing these episodes on a weekly basis, so expect less episodes but with longer runtimes and more content in each. In today's edition, HBO Max rebrand, Harry Potter reboot, Apple Card savings account, SpaceX Starship launch, and Twitter legacy verification removal. Warner Bros. Discovery has announced the merger of HBO Max and Discovery Plus to create a new streaming service imaginatively called Max, set to launch on May 23rd. CEO David Zaslav claims that Max will be the go-to destination for every member of the household, with a range of content that includes Max originals such as DC's The Penguin, a spin-off of The Big Bang Theory, and a fresh take on The Conjuring. Max will offer three pricing tiers in the US, $19.99 per month for the Ultimate tier, which includes 4K, HDR, Dolby Atmos, 100 offline downloads and 4 concurrent streams, $15.99 a month for the standard ad-free plan, which offers HD quality, 2 concurrent streams and 30 offline downloads, and a cheaper ad-supported plan, which offers HD quality and 2 concurrent streams. However, we're still waiting on confirmation of UK pricing. Warner Bros. Discovery has also promised to address the interface shortcomings of both the HBO Max and Discovery Plus apps with Max's new interface, including personalized recommendations and a new content navigation system. The company hopes to reach 130 million subscribers across HBO, Discovery Plus, and Max by 2025 and compete with the streaming giants like Disney Plus and Netflix. However, it remains to be seen whether Max's variety of content will be enough to attract more users in a landscape where users are already locked into their favourite streaming services, all looking to cut back amid price hikes, especially during the cost of living crisis. Harry Potter is set to be getting rebooted over on Max, the new streaming service we just spoke about from HBO. According to reports, J.K. Rowling's books will be adapted into a single season of television, creating a decade-long series with a new cast separate from the films. Harry Potter, which was once considered a delightful children's story that became a massive media franchise, has now been irreparably damaged by the controversy surrounding J.K. Rowling. She has been dubbed one of the disappointing authors and will serve as an executive producer for this series. Rowling has expressed her excitement to be part of the new adaptation, which will allow for a deeper level of detail only possible with a long-form TV series. However, her involvement is bound to cause controversy, as was the case with the recent launch of the video game Hogwarts Legacy, which sparked intense debate despite the developer's claims that Rowling had no involvement. Rowling's transphobic remarks are well documented, and a cursory look at her Twitter page reveals she no longer tweets about the Wizarding World. In a bid to offer users more value and convenience, Apple Card has launched a new feature that allows users to increase their daily cash rewards through a savings account with Goldman Sachs. The savings account comes with a high yield APY of 4.15%, more than 10 times the national average in the US. Users can manage their savings account directly from Apple Card in Wallet, with no minimum deposits, balance requirements, or fees. According to Jennifer Bailey, Apple's president of Apple Pay and Apple Wallet, the savings account helps our users to get even more value out of their favorite Apple Card benefit, daily cash, while providing them with an easy way to save money every day. Once set up, any future daily cash earned by the user will automatically be deposited into their savings account with no limit on how much daily cash they can earn. Users can also change their daily cash destination at any point. To further increase their savings, users can deposit additional funds into their savings account via a linked bank account or their Apple Cash balance. The savings dashboard in Wallet allows users to conveniently monitor their account balance and interest earned over time, with easy withdrawal options available at any time. However, there is no word on a UK release, as Apple Card still hasn't released here. In a significant trial, SpaceX launched the largest and most potent rocket ever created. However, unfortunately, it exploded within minutes. Starship had to take off from Boca Chica, southern Texas, 3 days after cancelling its inaugural flight due to a last-minute snag witnessed by thousands of onlookers. Regrettably, the rocket system failed to disconnect as intended and exploded less than 4 minutes into its voyage, experiencing what SpaceX called a rapid unscheduled disassembly. Despite the setback, SpaceX authorities hailed the ambitious mission as a successful launch, since it was the first time that Starship and its enormous booster rocket had flown. Elon Musk, the company's CEO, commended the team for an exciting test launch. Prior to the trial, Musk had cautioned against getting too optimistic, predicting a 50% chance of reaching orbit. However, he plans to conduct additional launches with an 80% success rate anticipated by the end of the year. Sticking with Musk, since his acquisition, the social media giant Twitter has been a haven for the implementation of various changes aimed at making it a more profitable venture. One of the recent changes includes the removal of blue tick verification from thousands of Twitter accounts, which has raised concerns about the spread of misinformation and hate speech. The once coveted verified status, also known as the blue tick, was a means to verify an account's authenticity on Twitter. However, under the new policy, called Twitter Blue, blue ticks are no longer provided unless a monthly or yearly fee is paid for them, forcing users to adopt a new language to distinguish between genuine and fake accounts. Notable profiles of prominent individuals and companies have lost their verified status as the changes rolled out, including the likes of Pope Francis, Beyonce, and Boris Johnson. While the changes have created confusion, the move marks a significant shift in the social media landscape and highlights the increasing monetization of online presence, where once was a free-to-use space. That concludes this week's edition of The News Brief. If you enjoyed it, please consider subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcasts to stay up to date with the latest content. Thank you for tuning in. This podcast is a Bloomhive Studios original production. Find out more at bloomhive.co.uk/studios.